Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Get cracking. If you haven't heard the news, a recent Harvard study confirmed that nuts are a healthy snack choice that may reduce the risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes when consumed regularly.
But why exactly are nuts so beneficial? And what about their high fat content? Here with the answers is registered dietitian Rachel Berman, health editor at About.com, and the author of Boosting Your Metabolism for Dummies and The Mediterranean Diet for Dummies, both published in 2013. Welcome to Take Care, Rachel. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Well, I am happy I have nuts as a snack all the time, and there seems to be a lot of scientifically backed evidence that this is a good thing and might actually extend my life. Would you talk about the findings of the recent study?
Absolutely. So this is a great study. It's the most large-scale study that's been done thus far, published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And basically, they followed about 119,000 women and men for decades, literally decades, and really monitored what they were eating and other characteristics of their diet and lifestyle. What they found that people who ate nuts 7 times a week or more were 20% less likely to die from diseases like cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. And, and the nuts in question were a variety, you know, not just one variety, but it was pistachios, almonds, Brazil nuts, peanuts, walnuts, basically anything that can be considered a nut.
All right, I'm really glad you led off with pistachios, because I'm gonna take you behind the scenes at Take Care. Lorraine and I often meet to go over the show, topics, work on the scripts, and what ends up in a bowl between us are pistachios, shelled pistachios, and here we are cracking away at them. And I think that the fact that you have to shell them kind of slows you down so that you fill up quickly. But what about the idea that nuts have a lot of fat and that you might eat too much?
Yeah, I think that's a major concern. They didn't really in the study talk about serving size or how the nuts were prepared, by the way. There was no way to tell whether they were roasted or salted. So that's something that we can talk about, you know, as far as what's best for your health. Typically about an ounce or an ounce a half of nuts per day is a good serving. That will give you about 160 calories and various levels of fat. But the truth of the matter is this is heart-healthy, unsaturated fat that's beneficial for heart disease and can also stave off hunger. Listen, if you're someone who shies away from foods high in fat and you're more likely to have pretzels for a snack, for example, that has no fat, no fiber, no nutrients that are really going to fill you up. So you have that, you're hungry 2 hours later, you might be more likely to indulge in something a little more fattening. So what they found, not only in this study, but in previous studies, is that not having a serving of nuts can actually help stave off hunger, help keep you satisfied, and improve the nutrient quality of your diet overall.
So we're talking 1 ounce of nuts is roughly a serving 7 times a week or more.
But my question was, approximately how many is that? I think, Rachel, what would you say 1 ounce of pistachio nuts? Is it something like 24 nuts? Every once in a while, I count out the almonds or the pistachio nuts if I want to put them in a baggie and use it as a snack. So instead of ounces, by any chance, do you know how many nuts?
Yes, and that's actually an excellent question, because pistachios will really give you the most bang for your buck. You guys are doing a smart job having that for your snack. Pistachios per ounce will give you about 49 kernels. So that's a significant amount. And like you said, as you're, you know, cracking them away, it's taking you longer to eat them. But something like almonds, for example, is more like 22 kernels, 24 pieces. So it definitely varies on the nut. Another example, walnuts is 14 halves. So you can have 14 walnuts, 23 almonds, 49 pistachios for the same amount of calories.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we are talking with registered dietitian Rachel Berman, health editor at About.com, about the recent study on nuts and why adding nuts to your diet is beneficial. Okay, so we were talking about pistachios. You can get more bang for the buck. Did you say 49 kernels?
Yeah,
okay,
49.
That's pretty good. And I know from counting out the almonds and sticking them in a bag. I think they're like, what, 6 to 8 calories per almond?
Right.
Something like that.
But wouldn't you, but Rachel, what we're saying really is that we shouldn't eat tons and tons, but that the people that were eating these nuts as snacks really weren't any heavier because of it, right?
Exactly. They were able to maintain a healthy weight. And like with any food, you need to consider serving size. You know, we're not going to say one food is a superfood and you can eat as much of it as you want and not gain weight and have health benefits. I mean, there's always a little asterisk. So when it comes with nuts, you definitely want to stick to a serving size. Use it as a substitute for a less nutrient-dense snack. And studies show that helps keep your weight off and your health up.
All right. You said in the study that it did not specify whether they were raw nuts or roasted or any of that. But you are a dietitian, so you know this stuff backwards and forwards. Are we better off with raw nuts or roasted? I'm assuming we're better with unsalted than salted. And then, of course, sometimes they're roasted with oils. Probably better not to have that.
You know, you're getting enough fat. Exactly. You're getting enough fat from the nut itself. You don't really need to add any additional oil or salt, because, you know, too much sodium in the diet isn't really great for us either. But the truth of the matter is, as long as it's just, you know, an unsalted, raw or roasted nut, you're pretty much going to get the benefits. I mean, a lot of times nuts around this time of year will be candied, or you'll find them in more, you know, syrups, things of that nature. You know, that's adding extra calories that you just don't need. So, yeah, I'd recommend definitely doing a, you know, plain, raw, roasted.
What are some tips for making nuts part of your regular diet outside of just having them as a straight up snack?
Yeah, I like to have ground. I actually, one of my favorite recipes is to grind up pistachios and to use that as a crust for meat or fish dishes. So you can get really creative. I mean, that, you know, that's one thing. You can also add them to salads pretty easily, grind them up, add nuts to grain dishes, top oatmeal with chopped walnuts in the morning. You can also use nut butters, almond, cashew butter. They all have the same, you know, great unsaturated fatty acids. So you can have a, you know, PB sandwich or, you know, add some nut butter to your smoothie. So really the possibilities are really endless. You can really include them in every meal and snack you have.
So the studies did also look at nut butters, you're saying?
Not necessarily, but the benefits that, you know, are purported to have this reduced mortality is present in something like a nut butter.
Rachel, I had a question when we started talking about the nut study that was in the New England Journal, and they discovered that people that ate a certain amount of nuts every day lived longer and the other people died earlier. One of my thoughts was that nut eaters might possibly be more health conscious and therefore be doing other lifestyle type things like maybe more exercise, and they may be even eating better if they're already incorporating nuts. Do they factor that in when they make, you know, draw a conclusion such as they have in this case?
Yes, they definitely looked at the other lifestyle factors, and you're absolutely correct. People who ate more nuts were more likely to eat more fruits and vegetables. We're also more likely to be physically active. So there definitely is, you know, this characteristic of a nut eater that is healthier overall. However, the study, you know, has put some variables in place so that factors out, and people who eat nuts were, you know, came out on top.
Registered dietitian Rachel Berman, health editor at About.com, and author of Boosting Your Metabolism for Dummies and Mediterranean Diet for Dummies, both published in 2013. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
For more information on the health benefits of nuts and Rachel Berman, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org.
On next week's show, if you're over 50 years old, what age-related eye conditions are you at higher risk for? And is there anything you can do to slow that process?
Just as we go see the dentist for possible prevention, we should be seeing an eye care professional for possible early detection, cataract, AMD, glaucoma. None of these can we actually prevent. All of these we can pick up early, and they can be watched for signs of progression and interventions done as needed.
A top eye expert from the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins Hospital talks about the latest research.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Raff.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.